Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ from beautiful Marsh Harbor, Abaco, on this Wednesday, the 15th day of May, in the year 2024. Today's devotion is sponsored by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. And I am Reverend Paulette Cartwright, Rector of St. John the Baptist Parish here in Marsh Harbor. It is my privilege to bring you this devotion today. The scripture today comes from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verses 28 through 38. I encourage you to read it. As a matter of fact, go back to verse 17 and begin reading there. Let us pray. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God in glory everlasting. Amen. I see in the book of Acts a vibrant picture of the formation of the first New Testament church, its growth amid challenges, hardships, persecutions, dedication, sacrifices, commitments, and so much more. We, the church of the 21st century, have come so far, yet we have lost so much of what the first century church demonstrated for us. In Acts chapter 20, Paul is giving his final or his farewell words to the elders at the church in Ephesus. Paul, the founder of this church, was now about to leave them. His work with them was done. And as he himself would say in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. What a wonderful testimony for a man who had spent most of his adult life serving God. A man who had learned the value of living to please God, while at the same time being a blessing to others and not a stumbling block. Hear him as he says, you know how I lived among you, how I served the Lord with humility, how I endured trials, how I was helpful, how I proclaimed the good news of Jesus Christ, how I taught about repentance and faith. I never fail to tell you what you needed to hear. What kind of testimony can you and I give? What would be our last words to those we have lived and worked among? What would they be able to say about us? The songwriter says, may the work I've done speak for me. May the service I give speak for me. May the life I live speak for me. For when I'm resting in my grave, there is nothing that can be said. May the work I've done speak for me. Paul was never one to boast about all the good that he had done, and neither should we. We should do it for God's glory. Consider what Paul says in verse 24. But I do not count my life of any value to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the good news of God's grace. Paul knew his calling. He knew his mission. He knew his purpose. And without a doubt, he knew that he had completed that mission. His purpose had been fulfilled, and he was ready to move on to his next calling. What about us? Do we know when our mission has been completed? Too often we think that we have one mission and that will end when our eyes close in death. Yes, but we tend to forget that our calling and purpose, which is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, are filled with various missions. And as long as we are alive, the missions continues. We need to recognize when a mission has been completed and it's time for us to move on. We need to be cognizant of the presence and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He is there to guide us if we would let him. He will be our teacher if we let him. Jesus says that he, the Holy Spirit, will guide us into all truth. And as he prayed for his disciples in John chapter 17, and by extension, for all of us as Christian believers, we hear Jesus saying, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." My brothers and sisters in Christ, as you read and inwardly digest God's word, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would fill you to overflowing with the truth of God's word. I pray that that truth would so move you that you become better stewards of the gospel of Jesus Christ that has been entrusted to all who count themselves as servants and children of the Most High God. Amen. Thank you for listening. I pray that you have been truly blessed, and don't keep the blessing to yourself. Share it with your family, your friends, your co-workers, anyone, anywhere who may need such a word from the Lord. Have a wonderful day and be blessed.
We walk by faith and not by sight. No gracious words we hear of him who spoke as none e'er spoke. Yet we believe.